Cushing, whatever you said at half time must work well.
Well, to be fair, all we said at half time was make sure we stick together and show character. If you go 2-0 down, if you go 3-0 down, make sure that the fans know that we're fighting and scrapping for the blue shirt. And I was absolutely delighted with the second half performance because we were nervous first half, had two or three new faces out there. I've got to get used to them, find out how to get the best out of them. I felt that the fear factor left us a little bit at half time because we couldn't get much worse than we played in the first half, and we went out and really took the game to them in the second half. I couldn't believe the amount of chances. I wouldn't say we missed, because I thought they defended excellently, some last gasp defending, some brilliant goalkeeping, and at the end I couldn't see us getting the winner. I thought we deserved the winner, and I was delighted that when Shruti popped up with it.
Were you worried at half time, because it looked like it wasn't really working, and obviously time's running out in the season, but maybe...
Yeah, very worried. I really think that's a pivotal game for us. I look at, you know, we lost our last two home games. We go from being almost certainties for the playoffs into blimey, we're going to get there. And going into it in the worst run of form we've shown all year. Also, we've still got, you know, six players who would have a chance of getting in my first team, especially the back. I think at the back we're, blimey, apart from Marcus Gale, who brought the age group up, they're all 18. So we're 18, 19, and that's a very young back four. But fair play to them, I thought all of them come out second half and showed character more than anything else, and I thought that the crowd's patience was rewarded, really.
What did you make of the new guys today?
I thought Louis looks like Louis Cumbers, who we've had before, is a very, very good player, and he looks like he needed the game. He looked a little bit rusty today. I thought Nick McDonald come on and made a difference to us, and still doesn't look 100% fit. Disappointed that Fergie picked up a hamstring injury when he was really flying today. I thought Elliot Buchanan looked very comfortable when we moved him to left side. He's a natural left-footed boy, and I thought he gave us that little bit of balance, which I was pleased about. And we got a lot of our play come through him and Chris Hussey. So overall, delighted with the new boys and delighted with the result.
He's playing Elliot on the left wing, because he's a striker, isn't he, by trade?
Well, he is, but he started. I spoke to Colin Payne, the Northwood manager, who brought the boy through Northwood, and he said he started off left wing, and then he scored so many goals that they pushed him in central. But he looks to me like he could play left of a three. Well, he looks like he can play either role, but I just thought he had more of an impact for us today wide.
Two nice problems up front there.
Well, yes, I have, if providing Nick McDonald's fine, and I think Fergie's going to be out for a couple of weeks. So that's, you know, we seem to get one, lose one, get one, lose one.
Where's Daniel Webb in the pecking order now? Because obviously he scored last week and unused today.
Yeah, I think he very nearly got a chance to come on for Nick when Nick had a problem. You know, I'm bound to have a look at my new boys now, because all of the existing players that I've had have had plenty of opportunity to guide us through to the playoffs, and we haven't done that so far. So the new boys will obviously get, you know, I'll have a look at an issue.
Yeah. How serious is the hamstring?
It looks like a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah. We'll leave you out and miss Wembley then.
I don't know if any of them will miss Matt Wembley, but
it's funny how
I'm not allowed to say that. I've actually banned the boys from saying the word for the next week. So until we get Ashford over, the W word is not to be used.
It's funny when you look at the programme, it says, oh yeah, expected to be back for Wembley, a few of them.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind if we'd have earned getting to Wembley. We haven't earned anything so far this year, and we've underachieved to this date, and we need to make sure that we win.
Most went off at half time. What was the reason for that?
No, just to change it. I needed to change it. It was a poor first half performance. That was the first time that Rosie had played wide right for me. He plays wide right for QPR sometimes. he's unlucky in as much as he, thank you very much, he's lucky in as much as, unlucky, he's played really well, he's been our best forward recently, and it's just about, okay, I know what Rosie can do for me, and I wanted to see what Elliot can do, and I wanted to see what Nick McDonald can do, and it was nice to have that luxury, and last week, we'd have lost that game last week, we would have definitely lost that game last week.
First time in a few weeks you've been happy with the work rate?
Yeah, I thought we worked our socks off and off. You can tell by the reaction of the crowd, they're a very patient crowd. And if we're working our socks off, creating chances, even if we're missing them, they got behind us. And they'll only get on the boys' back and my back when you know, we deserve it.
Haven't they done that all season?
They've been as good as gold. You know, who wouldn't boo them off half-time or boo us off half-time? It was poor, wasn't it? Can't think of us making too many chances. It didn't look like it meant enough to us. And second half, it really did. So that's all you can ask as a manager.
All right, cheers, Tim.
Thank you.
Cheers, Tim.